Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and you are our redeemer. Amen. Our text is based upon the words just read. There are a lot of questions, and I suspect that Judah had a lot of questions in the context of the day of Habakkuk, as he is receiving this word from the Lord and distributing this word from the Lord. Can you imagine the kind of questions that they had as this fierce nation, the Chaldeans, are out there, and they are their enemy, and they are much stronger and much more militaristic and better armed and equipped and so forth? Sort of the kind of questions that we probably struggle with from time to time too, such as, why does God not hear my prayers? Or why does God not answer my prayers? Or why does God make me wait so long before he answers my prayers? You ever ask any of those questions or wrestle with those kinds of thoughts? They are human, aren't they? Where, oh, where is God? The psalmist asked those kinds of questions, Psalm 22. My God, the psalmist writes, why have you forsaken me? Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. Or again in Psalm 13, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Even Jesus, in his agony and pain, crown of thorns just doing their damage to his head, the spiked nails in his hands and feet as he's hanging on the cross, as he's feeling the full weight of the sin of the whole world, of all humanity for all time, crushing on him, and he's hanging there on that cross with all of that. And what does he say? My God, why have you forsaken me? Such was the plaintive cry of Habakkuk. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not save? Pretty similar, isn't it? Parallel. Well, what is God's answer? Does he answer? Look and see. Listen. Listen to the still small voice of God. Listen as you read the scriptures. Listen as you hear sermons. Listen as you speak or sing liturgy. Listen as you think back and meditate upon your baptism and all of the blessings that God bestows upon you through that sacrament. Listen as you attend the Lord's Supper and you hear those words, for you. And on it goes. Well, what did Judah see? With their eyes, they saw this enemy. With their eyes, they saw this militaristic nation indeed. With their eyes, they saw that they were outmanned, they were outgunned, they were in deep trouble. Or as we might say colloquially today, they knew that they were toast. Habakkuk, he bent, but he didn't break. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? Did you hear these next words in that reading? We shall not die. The question was then, O God, how can you possibly cause a cruel nation like the Chaldeans to punish us, Judah, your chosen people, the people that carry your covenant? How, God, could you do that to us? How can God do this and still be faithful to his covenant, to his people? But Habakkuk, a little bit later, referring to God, refers to him as, O Rock. And it wasn't a pebble he was talking about. It wasn't a rock, as we think about, that we see in the Eastern countries or Mid-Eastern countries today, you know, where they pick them up and what do? They throw them at tanks and maybe up in the air at a helicopter. No, that's not, this rock is the Rock of Gibraltar, immovable, impregnable. It's going to be there. It's not going to go away. You are my rock. Habakkuk confesses that God is the one in whom Judah has security, through whom they have viability. And because of him and his promises and his power and his grace and his mercy, they have a future. Or as the psalmist writes, God is their refuge and strength. He is present. He is their help in all their trouble. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter how it appears in your life, no matter how it appears in my life, God is in control. We have his promises, his son, lo, I am with you always. His promise, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. His gracious invitation, come unto me. When you're worried, anxious, frightened, fearful, and I will give you rest, peace, security. God's plan of salvation is his plan of salvation. His covenant has been made with us. What he accomplished in our baptism is ours, and no one can take that away from us. We are children of God. He is our Heavenly Father, and we can pray, Abba, Father. The people in the courtyard, in Pilate's courtyard, they thought they were in control, didn't they? Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with this man! We have no king but Caesar. It appeared that they were in control. Sure looked like it as Jesus has got that crown of thorns on his head. Sure looked like it as Jesus was dragging that cross in his weakened condition from Pilate's courtyard to the hill of crucifixion. It looked that way as those spike nails were being driven into his very body, and as slowly life ebbed from it, didn't it? But they weren't in control. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold, the innocent one who took our iniquities upon himself, our chastisement upon himself, there bearing the punishment for our sins, in our place, for our forgiveness, for our eternal life. He came to seek and to save the lost, and chief of sinners, though I be, chief of sinners though you be, he shed his blood for us. No matter how it appeared, God was in control. Just 3 days later, the women went to the tomb, and you know what happened. They peered in, and there was no Jesus. They queried, "Have you stolen his body?" But the angel announced, "He is not here. He's risen." And now on Easter, we say, "He is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah!" And because he lives, we will live also. No matter how our life condition may appear to us, or to the world, or to anyone, God is present, and he is at work, And he is acting out his fatherhood, and the salvation of his son is ours. No matter how things appear, those well-known words of St. Paul are true. We are more than conquerors through him, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am therefore sure that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor life nor death, nor anything in all of this world can separate me, can separate you from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. No matter how it appears, God is in control. Amen.